Texte numéro 4. A meat-free Turin. Is Italy's first vegetarian city a recipe for disaster? It's midday, and the meat stalls in Turin's open-air food market, Porta Palazzo, are crowded with customers browsing the beef, salami and prosciutto on offer. Shopping for meat is an everyday ritual in the capital city of Piedmont, a region of Italy with a rich culinary history, but this could be about to change. In the summer, the new mayor, Chiara Appendino, announced plans to make Turin Italy's first vegetarian city. The exact details of Appendino's five-year plan have yet to be fleshed out, but the city is expected to set up educational projects in schools to teach students about animal welfare and nutrition. There are also plans to create a vegetarian map of the city for tourists and introduce a weekly meat-free day. The promotion of vegan and vegetarian diets is a fundamental act in safeguarding our environment, the health of our citizens and the welfare of our animals, the programme said in a launch statement in July. Leading medical, nutritional and political experts will promote a culture of respect in our schools, teaching children how to eat well while protecting the earth and animal rights. But the plans are proving divisive. While environmentalists and vegetarians welcome them, others argue that they contravene the culinary tradition of the region. The local butchers' association has responded by telling the mayor's office it is privileging one form of nutrition over another, upon which they are economically dependent. The association has also opposed a meat-free day, saying if this happens, they would want a meat-only day too. The response is similarly negative among the vendors in Porta Palazzo. The open-air food market where they work has been active since the 19th century, selling a range of products sourced locally from farms around the city. Fabio, a meat seller who has worked in the market for 2 decades, offers a brisk response. "I'm not happy, of course. I sell meat." He took over the stall when his father retired, but says it's less popular these days. "In the last few years, my sales have dropped by maybe 40% to 50%, and I believe that this is partly because being vegan has become so fashionable. There's a message nowadays that meat is bad for you. It's all over the TV and media." Around the corner, Giannone Vito, 60, says that good quality meat will always have a place in the city. "I don't think that people will stop eating meat or go vegan no matter what you do, but the younger generation are pickier." Adapted from The Guardian, November 2016.